This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver police are investigating two cases of racist text messages being sent to black residents. Denverite's Paolo Shalsada reports.
DPD is investigating the issue as a potential hate crime. The anonymous text referenced slavery and cotton picking. At least one was sent to a Denver public school student. Similar texts have been reported nationwide, with cases in at least 20 states, according to the NAACP. Denver police are in contact with state and federal law enforcement to determine whether the cases nationwide are connected in any way. I'm Paolo Shalsada, Denverite.
Denver's affordable housing ballot question looks to be falling short of passing at 49%, though it's still too close to call and ballots are being tallied. Denverites voted on a proposed sales tax increase to help fund and maintain affordable housing. The initiative is a major part of Mayor Mike Johnston's housing policy. And in northern Colorado, the congressional contest in District 8, incumbent Democrat Yadira Caraveo currently leads Republican Gabe Evans by a little more than 1,300 votes, but no winner has been declared. There's likely to be a lot of snow falling overnight through tomorrow afternoon. Joel Gratz is a meteorologist with Open Snow.
This storm is not done yet, and it's going to hit the Front Range. It's going to hit the foothills west of the Front Range, and it will likely hit the mountains, at least back toward the Continental Divide and probably about as far west as Vail and maybe Aspen and Beaver Creek.
Several ski areas open today, and in southern Colorado this week's snow total could be over 2 feet. Streets in Denver are becoming snow-covered and slippery, with increasing rates of snowfall possible. This is CPR News.